Hello, and welcome to African Children's Stories, a podcast by EduTab Africa. This is a site for children, educators, and parents that aims to promote a reading culture in Africa. Each week, we shall deliver intriguing stories to you. Today's story is titled, A Giant Like No Other. It is published by the African Storybook Initiative. It is authored by both Hor Nguyen and illustrated by Salim Kasamba. Judah Itumbe will be our today's narrator, and I am your host, Magdalene Chorongo.
Once upon a time, there was a giant man who was bigger than everyone else in his village. This man's name was Dongdit. Dongdit was so big that small children in the village were afraid of him. Dongdit liked hunting, fishing, and farming. He liked trekking for miles around his village. He worked quickly and enthusiastically. He sang songs as he worked, and always finished his work before others finished theirs. This giant was always hungry. He was rarely satisfied by the food he ate. His friends and family shared their food with him, but his stomach didn't easily get full. Sometimes Dongdit was so hungry, he stole food from his friends and family. In his village, people mostly ate millet with fish or meat. To satisfy his hunger, the giant began to try new types of food. He tried fruits and vegetables. He tried berries, leaves, roots, and stems from edible plants. Dongdit added fruits and vegetables to his diet. He became stronger, happier, and healthier. Because of his new diet, Dongdit grew even bigger and stronger. People in the village told him, "You look very good." And they asked him, "What have you been eating recently?"
"I have been eating leaves, tubers, fruits, and vegetables," he answered.
Soon, everyone in the village was eating a balanced diet with vegetables, fruits, millet, and fish. Everyone became healthier, stronger, and happier. The people of the village gave Dongdit a plot of land so that he could farm fruit and vegetables. They helped him with the daily activities. The villagers said to Dongdit, "You have positively changed our lives. We want to change your life. We want you to be our leader. We want to explore more things that can improve our lives." The people sang and shouted, "Long live
our great leader!
Long live
our generous leader!
Long live
our giant leader!
Long live our great, generous giant leader!"
Thank you for joining us this week on African Children's Stories. We hope you enjoyed this week's story. Feel free to share your thoughts and feedback with us. You can email us using the links on the description to find out more about our work. You can support us by subscribing and sharing with a friend, and that will help us reach more kids. Until next week, toodles!